Mark Dayton began building steam during the final weeks of a tight DFL primary. His momentum propelled him through that contest and has carried him to 46% in the survey, just ahead of Rod Graham's 41%. The poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. Carleton College political scientist Stephen Scheer says Dayton's strong showing has led to a reversal of roles, with Graham's now playing the underdog.
I think Dayton can afford to act like the incumbent because he is ahead and he has superior resources. He can just try and take the high road and hope that Rod Graham's is not able to catch up with him.
The pool of 627 likely Minnesota voters picked Dayton as the better candidate on a half dozen issues, from education to health care. Graham's came out on top in only one instance, fiscal policy, and even then within the margin of error. Dayton says he welcomes the findings.
So if I'm reasonably close on that issue, I think that's probably to my benefit, and if I am favored by others on other issues, I think that speaks to the fact that I've been able to outline my views and my positions on those issues throughout the course of the campaign so far.
Dayton's campaign has stressed issues important to senior citizens, including Social Security and prescription drug prices. His vow to lower those prices has earned him the vote of poll respondent Gloria Miller. Miller, a retiree in her early 60s, says Dayton's bus trips to Canada caught her eye.
I like his idea on drugs being close to the Medicare age. I have an opinion that we are really being taken for a ride on what we pay for our prescriptions. We have friends in Canada, and they pay nothing like we do.
Miller also says she prefers Dayton's plan to preserve the existing Social Security program and is concerned Graham's plan to privatize the system could be too risky. But 30-year-old Stephanie Pavlicek of Shakopee disagrees. Graham's has targeted his Social Security message to young voters, and Pavlicek says without some reform, the system could become insolvent just as she reaches retirement age. She says she'd like the option of investing her payroll taxes in a private account.
Yeah, and he's got me on that. I would love that to happen. I mean, it gets kind of difficult in the thinking. You don't want the baby boomers to end up with nothing, because the way it's going right now, I don't know that there's going to be enough money to go through. But yeah, I mean, if it keeps going the way it is, I probably won't see anything. So I'm all for that, privatization.
Graham supporters say they're counting on more voters like Pavlicek to swing the race back to their candidate. Spokesman Kurt Zeller says he's not surprised to see Graham's down at the moment, especially after a high-profile DFL primary that targeted the incumbent.
We've been inundated in this campaign, in the primary at least. This is a campaign against Senator Graham's. All the Democrats' DFL primary opponents were running against the senator, and I just think it shows it's a hollow message. We're on the rise now. Our campaign is on the rise. Mark Dayton is flatline.
Polling a distant third is Independence Party candidate James Gibson, who captured only 4%. Several poll respondents say they personally find Gibson's middle-of-the-road candidacy best represents their views, but they say voting for a third-party candidate would be a waste. Gibson campaign manager Neil Levine says that mindset is self-defeating.
Because you're not going to have real change if you consistently vote for the lesser of two evils, even if you feel that the third-party candidate is a stronger candidate. Like I said, the governor won, and everybody said that the governor could not have possibly have won.
Levine says the poll is unreliable because it overlooks disaffected Minnesotans who don't vote regularly, the same demographic that elected Governor Ventura. Gibson must capture at least 5% of the vote to retain major party status for the Independence Party. Constitution Party candidate David Swan is also struggling to keep major party status. The poll puts Swan at less than 1%. At the Capitol, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.